It is you. It's me. It's YDT. Season 3, episode 192 of a show which pulls back the curtain, takes down walls brick by brick, and exposes the hearts of those caring for those you love most. And that noise in the background is me signing posters. Yeah. Remember the poster that was hanging on the ceiling in Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Granddad's looking out of a sexy woman. This isn't sexy woman. This is just me. Not just me. Available right this second for our triers who upgrade to a paid membership until 11:59 p.m. of you listening to this episode. Yeah, this is the group that you helped me create, and I would love for you to help me continue to build this incredible group. What are you talking about, Nathan? The triers group. Exclusive first looks, first listens. Exclusive unreleased drops of songs and free giveaways, like Jeremy, who just got some swag for free. Thanks, Jeremy. And for instance, Diana and Amanda, who just got free merch. Yeah, speaking of merch, all available at the brand new shop, which I'm linking all this in the show notes. But join the Triers Club right now for first exclusive unreleased and also discount codes. Yeah, we love discounts on merch and free giveaways and first access to new shows like the one in North Carolina that we're getting ready to play. Yeah, or what about New York City 418 at Somewhere Nowhere? All this is available. Triers Club exclusives. Be sure to check that in the show notes. Yep. Thank you for your support. It means so very much. Memberships from free to paid. Yep. And we're giving these away while supplies last, of course, and then or until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Fresh from the birthday weekend extravaganza. Let's talk about it. Watch. Awesome. Thank you, first and foremost, for your support at the Triers Club. Thank you to everybody who's been at the ground level of this and said, Nathan, you should create a members group for us to be a part of, for us to share thoughts, ideas, and me share with you. Like, for instance, I'll be sharing two versions of a song that I've just written, and I want to know which one you like more. So I'll be doing that this week, along with some other really cool stuff. So head over there and do that. But on the note of the birthday, thanks for all the well wishes, everyone, and for supporting the music and the merch. And it means so very much. But my weekend was filled with really, really a special weekend. Spending time with the boys, and then the boys meaning my brothers. My brothers, we don't get together that much. We talk often. We have a group text, but we don't get together very often in the sense of family and children and life and jobs, busy jobs at that. One's building a house. One's working. They both work. One's working all the time and dadding it up. And it gets challenging to make that extra time, but they did. In fact, they made extra time. Kayla, Hayden, Aaron, John, we all got to hang out. We went to Guacamole Mexican restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky. And if you want to not have a conversation, go eat there. The portions are great. The food's great. But the ambiance is loud. If you have a show, like April 18th, for instance, playing Somewhere Nowhere in New York City above the Chelsea Hotel, you don't want to go to Guacamole because you'll have no voice. And they have real mariachi bands, but they didn't sing to me. There was like 17 birthdays, April 5th birthdays, which is hilarious. I'm not the only one. I know that. They played the most incredible mariachi renditions of Happy Birthday and ending it with a that's for the Kentucky Derby. And they sang Happy Birthday to me. They didn't even play, which is totally fine. I got shafted on the birthday wish. That's totally fine. But I did get a massive array of delicious decadence of the dessert. It was a nice spread. Thanks, Jordan, on that. And I am very grateful. Usually don't like my birthdays. Why? I have been this way since I was a little kid, which basically says that it's easy to create a habit, even if it's a oftentimes maybe even negative one. This one, I don't know that's good or bad, but this one, I must say, this birthday has been great. I didn't feel depressed, so that's good. No, I did it. I felt good about the birthday, and my brothers, us getting together. It was so nice and refreshing to do that. But more importantly, the effort that everyone made for us to be together was very special. And for those of you who did say happy birthday, thank you. It means so very, very much to me. And perhaps the birthdays remind me of something I talk about that we have in common, which is our mortality. And maybe some weird underlying thing is I feel unease about it. But again, this one was nice. It was a reflection of the things I have been blessed with. And also how far I've come. And also the changes for good that have been made. We're always changing. We're always altering. We're always pivoting. And I think change is a great thing. And I think there are little incremental things that we change and alter. And some of it we have to repivot because it's not necessarily the ultimate move, or perhaps it's not necessarily good for us. And the real like core changes that happen, they require some major reflection, and distraction impedes that. You can't have the type of change that someone like myself experienced in the past year. Not that I'm, you know, having this profound and only to be the one that has these profound changes. You probably have had those and are having those in this very moment. And to that, I just say, keep on going. But I know that you can't have distraction is the point I'm making. And it has been distractionless. You know, there's nothing to distract. And that is where the change, although in many instances can be extremely painful, challenging, difficult, delicate, overwhelming, it's necessary. And I'm grateful yesterday, today, this weekend, to be exposed to, eyes open to, reminded of the change, the great efforts and works that this past year I've done and people have done that believe in. It's really special. And so this weekend was just topped off with really good times with my brothers and playing basketball with the boys and coloring and, you know, doing that stuff, the stuff that really matters, and all this noise stuff. I mean, it's great and all, and you know, you gotta go to work to pay a bill or you, but in the scheme, it doesn't matter. It's just these little, maybe even mundane moments that are so cool. And this past weekend's been really awesome, topped off with delicious waffle from First Watch. Kayla ate some of it after you weren't looking. I didn't really. I ate my superfoods bowl, but it is delicious, especially the pumpkin pancake. Needless to say, let's not go into too much detail about pancakes and waffles. I will say this. I was talking with my brothers. We were like sharing hilarious moments, and Aaron's older, John's younger. I'm the middle child, and they're the chill, agreeable. I'm, you know, loud. And so my upbringing, my stories probably bore more weight as far as more traumatic, because I was difficult maybe. And, you know, they just learned to play the game, just shut up. but they had their own stuff, even if it was because they had to witness. But we were talking about, Aaron was telling all these really funny stories, and John too. And I was like, man, guys, I don't remember a lot of really good stuff. And that's a glass half empty mentality, which is habitual. Like, it's a habitual thing. It can be. You can get in this spiral of negative thinking. And then that's not necessarily where I am, but I was trying to think of and define my upbringing as this fun experience, which that's all we want for our kids. And that's what we hope. But I didn't really feel like I had that. But Aaron was telling me, he said one time he was 8 and I was 5 and I was mad. So I left our 840 square foot home. I'm running away, but I packed this totally 1980s suitcase. It's like the one in Catch Me If You Can, you know, they're carrying it. And I walked down the driveway, turned right past the neighbor's house and walked between this row of bushes and the neighbor's house, which the row of bushes just hid this nasty ditch. It's a ditch. And I went behind the AC unit. They were huge back then. And I just, you know, unpacked my things, which consisted of baseball cards and a blanket. And Aaron said that he was so scared in his 8-year-old mind. He has very vivid memories. It's pretty impressive. And he was talking about, he was like, "Mom, I've never seen Nathan again." She's like, "Oh, he's fine. He'll be back. By the way, dinner's almost ready. Go get him." He knew exactly where I'd be. And as he's telling this story, I'm reflecting and I'm remembering this. And I remembered vaguely, but he said he turned around past that house in between the house and the bush line. And he says he walked on the other side of the AC unit. He said, "I was set up." He said, I had my blanket out. I had my baseball cards. And this is the part I remember, I walked down the hill and I was just standing on this muck and rocks watching the tadpoles float around. I'm like, "Man, this sucks." I was hungry. He said, "Hey, Nathan, dinner's about ready." I said, okay. Packed all my stuff back up and went back home. I said, "Well, I guess I'll eat now." But he was telling me that story and it reminded me that there were some really good moments, which reminds me to be mindful of those good moments, and which reminds me that there's goodness. There's goodness. It doesn't have to be this profound firework show. And it could be something silly like a 5-year-old being a dummy and running away, which, by the way, kids are dumb. We're so stupid. What are some dumb things that you've done? And I don't know if you watch this at Nathan Morris Music on YouTube. All that's linked in the show notes. Yes, be sure to follow me over there, because all the podcast episodes and other exclusive content live there. And you can watch me right now, like this setup. I'm standing here and the sit-stand desk, and just grateful for this. You might have seen this setup in the studio over to my left, which is the console and the area in which I rehearse, which I'm excited about my show on 418. New shows are getting announced all the time. NathanMorrisMusic.com for those. And the Triers Club, talk about that first and foremost. But on the other side, to my right, is like the setup for, you know, your sit-down chair. Just, it's a very cool set. And then just everywhere I look, I'm reminded of things that I'm proud of and grateful for. And there's a lot of work. Maybe there's some sad moments to it. But all of it overall is goodness. And I'm grateful for that. And this weekend was a great reminder of, and I love listening to my big brother tell stories and my little brother tell stories. And we were reflecting on the funeral home stories. And John and I were talking about going to first calls together. And one in particular, the deputy coroner, was a super older guy and really liked this man. But you cannot count on him to either help or stick around. He hands you the provisional paperwork and he's gone. He just is like a thief in the night. And one in particular is a very traumatic scene. John's first transfer, home transfer. The family are out the front door and they're like, "We're going to stay," because it's a little traumatic. And he and I get into a whispering, yelling match. Like, "What are we supposed to do?" He's like, "I don't know. Do you have a knife?" We needed a knife. So we're going through the kitchen and getting in the knife block, like the butcher's block, for a steak knife that totally wouldn't do the job. And we were just hysterically laughing last night at just the behind the scenes, nothing unethical or disrespectful that happened. It was this overwhelm of wanting to get the job done effectively, safely, and reverently, not having what you need and trying to figure that out together without causing a ruckus or chaos or sadness or anything for the family who are outside just waiting for us to complete what we needed to do. So, it was a lot of pressure. It was awesome. And he was telling it. He tells really, really good stories. And so I want to say again, Aaron and John, thank you for coming. Kayla, Hayden, thank you for making a weekend to spend time with me at Guacamole. Thank you for making that a memorable moment. And cheers to all of you for being a part of this epic journey of figuring out processes and releasing music and content and things that I believe in, and showing your support by being here, listening to this, or watching at YouTube at Nathan Marsh Music, or being a member of the Triers Club. Again, link in the show notes. I would love for you to do that. It would mean so very much to me, because I am creating this content that I believe in, and I'm listening to the stuff that you not only support and believe in, but even your suggestions. And now more than ever, we're going to be mindful of the things in which you suggest. And I assure you of that. If it's your birthday coming up, happy birthday. I know we're fresh from Easter, and if you don't celebrate Easter, that's totally fine. I celebrate you, but Easter and things in which Easter represents new beginnings and new life and opportunity and blessings, and that's what I wish for you, wherever it is you are in this moment. I tip my hat to you. I even wore a sombrero. Yeah, I know. And if you follow me on all the socials and the Triers Club, of course, you'll be able to know that too. Nathan Morris Music on TikTok, at Nathan Morris on Insta, here at Nathan Morris Music on YouTube. You'll get all that in the show notes. This is a season of new beginnings, new opportunities. Make the most of it. And the cool thing about it, let's say you do run away to the ditch. Cool thing is, the people that really love you will prepare a delicious meal and come and find you and welcome you back home. That was a good analogy, guys. My heart is full, and I want to share that with you. Your love far more you could ever know. This is 192 of You'll Die Trying in the bag. I'm going to pick up this pile of posters now. I hope you have an incredible, incredible day, night, whatever time of the day or night it is in the world, wherever you are. Okay. Be good, be safe.